Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Star Catch. Ever feel like your conversations are just going through the motions? You know, saying words but not really connecting. Well, today we're diving into a superpower that can transform your relationships. Active listening. Forget nodding along and pretending to pay attention. This is about truly hearing what others are saying, understanding their perspective, and building genuine connections. Because let's face it, in our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in our own thoughts, distractions, and to-do lists. We might be physically present in a conversation, but mentally checked out, waiting for our turn to speak. But active listening? That's about being fully present, engaged, and curious about the other person. It's about creating a space where they feel heard, understood, and valued. And trust me, that kind of connection can be incredibly powerful. It strengthens relationships, builds trust, and fosters deeper understanding. So, let's unlock the secrets of active listening. 5 key takeaways to help you level up your communication game. First, focus on the speaker. Put away your phone, silence those notifications, and give them your undivided attention. Really look at them, make eye contact, and show them that they have your full focus. Think about it like this: you wouldn't watch a movie while scrolling through social media, right? Give conversations the same respect. Second, listen with empathy. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Put yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences and emotions, and acknowledge their feelings. It's not about agreeing with everything they say, but about truly understanding where they're coming from. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle. You need all the pieces, right? Active listening gives you those crucial pieces to understand the bigger picture. Third, ask clarifying questions. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Engage by asking thoughtful questions that show you're paying attention and want to learn more. You know, like, can you tell me more about that? Or what made you feel that way? It keeps the conversation flowing and shows genuine interest. Fourth, reflect back what you hear. This is a powerful technique. Summarize what you've understood in your own words, saying things like, "So, it sounds like you're feeling," or, "If I understand correctly, you're saying." It shows the speaker that you're actively processing their words and helps ensure you're both on the same page. Think of it like a mirror reflecting back what you see and shows everyone gets a clear image. And finally, be patient. Sometimes people need time to express themselves fully. Allow for pauses, silences, and moments of reflection. Don't rush the conversation or jump in with your own thoughts too quickly. Remember, true connection takes time. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having a tough day, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. You finally get home to your partner, but instead of really listening to what they have to say about their day, you're distracted, thinking about your own worries. You nod along occasionally, offering generic replies like, "This sounds rough," or, "I know how you feel," but you're not truly present in the conversation. This might make your partner feel unheard and unimportant, potentially leading to resentment and disconnect. But what if you approach the conversation differently? What if you actively listen to their worries, acknowledge their feelings, and ask genuine questions about their day? You'd likely create a space where they felt supported, understood, and truly connected to you. That kind of active listening can turn a mundane conversation into a powerful opportunity to strengthen your bond. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on the speaker, listen with empathy, ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and be patient. These simple practices can have a profound impact on your relationships, fostering deeper connections, trust, and understanding. Ready to level up your communication game? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Let me know in the comments what active listening strategies have worked best for you. I'd love to hear your stories. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of stoic wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges and build a more fulfilling existence. Stay sharp, stay grounded, and see you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.